Small businesses in the United States, they make up nearly 99% of U.S. employer firms, 64% of net new private sector jobs, nearly 50% of private sector employment. However you look at it, small business is important and crucial to the health of the U.S. economy. Karen Mills is a senior fellow at the Harvard Business School and former Small Business Administrator for the SBA under President Barack Obama from 2009 to 2013. Karen Mills, thank you very much. Joining us from Boston, you can be followed on Twitter at Karen G. Mills.
Hi, Tim. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Let's talk about small business and the tax overhaul plan. I wonder if we could maybe just start with one aspect of it that is related to the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and this is the individual mandate. Is there anything in the bill that would change the way small businesses have to offer or provide for the health insurance of their employees?
Well, I'm glad you started with the tax bill, but overall, see, now that I'm a faculty member, I did end-of-year grading on the Trump administration, and the total report card is three C's and a D, but one of the C's is for taxes. The health care piece, as you know, was sort of tagged on there for political reasons, and it's really too bad because it turns out that about 4 million people in the Obamacare markets are small business owners who are buying individual coverage. And we don't know what's going to happen because we don't really understand the impact of the mandate, taking away the mandate on pricing. But in the last 2 years, there was a J.P. Morgan study that came out this year that said it has gone up very little for small business owners who are buying on the individual marketplace. So it is possible that that will go away. Very few small businesses, I think, will choose not to buy coverage when they had before because their employees are going to ask for it. And we're in tight labor markets now. And if employees aren't getting health care coverage, they're going to switch to a place that gives it to them. So I'm not sure that this was worth doing and what it accomplished.
Okay. And I don't want to get into too much about the ACA mandate for individual health care, but a lot of it I know had to do with the cost, the premium cost, and then the high deductibles. So they had some cases in which people looked at how much it was going to cost them to get health insurance, and they said, you know what? If my deductible is going to be $5,000, why am I going to buy health insurance for something that I don't believe that I'm necessarily going to use? I really just wanted catastrophic care. That's at least the other side of the argument, correct?
Well, as long as, you know, it's up to an individual what they're going to buy. But if they don't buy any health insurance, that puts them and their employer at risk. Because an employer, a small business like a family, and if one of your employees gets sick, I had small business owners tell me they went out of pocket themselves to help them. So employers want to provide health insurance because if somebody gets sick and they're not covered, it's everybody else that pays. So I think what has happened is that people actually have gotten used to Obamacare. You saw in a very short enrollment period, we had 9 million people sign up, more than anybody expected. So I think what's going to happen is that we've got a solution. I think people are still going to use it.
All right. Let's focus now on another aspect of the tax overhaul. You mentioned family businesses, and I'm wondering if the increase in the ceiling for estate taxes will have a positive effect for those kinds of financial, you know, organizations. I mean, if you're running a small business or have a business that has a high level of assets that are going to be valued upon death, won't this be beneficial?
You know, I think it actually will be beneficial. I'm all for family businesses. I think that this is an important part of, you know, the American heritage, and that people have said that they want to be able to pay the tax once, not twice. And the estate tax is a pretty tough tax. So I think this is going to be helpful to small businesses. Another piece, by the way, that's helpful is the accelerated depreciation. It's an unusual sort of technical bit, but we did it twice during the Obama administration, and we found that actually did encourage people to buy a truck, you know, to buy some equipment, and that creates more jobs.
Right. You get to write it off much more quickly. Just a quick question to you. If you could redo any of the grades that you gave, you said three C's and a D, anything you could do to increase the grade average? Give you about 20 seconds.
Well, D is for deal maker. Trump has not proved to be a good deal maker, and there's so many deals on the table here in regulation reform, in infrastructure, in giving tax breaks for training or having employers pay for college. He really missed a big opportunity to do bipartisan deals and bring big business to the table to do things that fundamentally helped our economy. One of the C's is for the economy as a whole. Nothing here structurally changed what's going to happen going forward. So when you predict for 2018, how are we going to have an economy that really grows without some structural change?
Well, maybe the grade will improve in 2018. From Karen Mills, Senior Fellow, Harvard Business School. Thanks for being with us.